You're listening to Snyder & Associates podcast series, a civil engineering, planning, and design firm focused on thinking beyond engineering to improve quality of life within the communities we serve. This episode's host is Andy Burke.
Yeah, to add a little bit of that discussion on my end and experiences working with the city of Knoxville in preparing that pavement management plan, in that document, there was a ton of maps that we provided the city as an appendix in that plan. Those maps were identified as each year's commitment on what corridors were recommended and what roadways were recommended for what type of rehab or replacement. There's some flexibility in that CIP and that commitment that the city wanted to make, but they have that document to reference back to, and we've received some very positive feedback from the client on that. They have pulled out that document on numerous occasions when citizens come in and complain about certain pavement condition in front of their house. They have that document to pull out and show the commitment that the city's wanting to make and improve the pavement condition through the city. It also identifies each year in the original plan of when that particular citizen's roadway might be improved. That gives a little bit of ease to that property owner, knowing that it is on the radar, that they do know that it's an issue and it will happen here at some point in the future when the city's able to address that particular corridor. It's helped them in the past. We've received some positive feedback from them on providing those maps so that it's a good visual reference that they can make if need be.
Thank you for listening to Snyder & Associates podcast series, a civil engineering, planning, and design firm focused on thinking beyond engineering to improve quality of life within the communities we serve. Find content related to this episode on snyder-associates.com.